From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, President Lee Jae-myung lays out his vision to make South Korea irreplaceable on the global stage during a press conference marking the first anniversary of his inauguration. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and Chinese President Xi Jinping sit down for a summit in Pyongyang. And the benchmark KOSPI plunges by more than 8% to close under 8,000 points following a major chip shares sell-off on Wall Street and amid U.S. rate hike concerns. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Daniel Che. President Lee Jae-myung laid out his vision to make South Korea irreplaceable on the global stage while marking the anniversary of its inauguration with a press conference at Cheongwadae. He presented new national goals, including establishing the nation as a world-leading industrial powerhouse and a place where the government protects and prioritizes its people. Rosin Bach has more.
지난 1년, 우리는 국민의 삶과 대한민국의 미래를 위협하는
President Lee Jae-myung on Monday said he plans to make South Korea an irreplaceable country during his second year in office. To that end, he presented four national goals: to transform the country into a world-leading industrial powerhouse, to strengthen its role in global diplomacy and security, to build a society where norms and rules are upheld by all, and to ensure that the government puts citizens' lives and safety first. He pledged to do his best to govern with the mindset that every day is the last day of his term, and so said his administration will support economic growth by directing excess tax revenue from the semiconductor boom into long-term investments. He added, however, that the controversy over excess profit allocation sparked by the recent wage dispute at Samsung Electronics has international implications and needs broader discussion. The president stated that he plans to clarify property tax issues in July and announce measures to expand the housing supply soon, adding that government action has prevented prices from surging. He also said ballot shortages during last week's local elections had ruined South Korea's model democracy in an instant, prompting him to reflect on his own complacency. He said he didn't realize the full extent of the structural problems plaguing the National Election Commission and expressed his admiration and appreciation for the young people who've spoken out against the incident. He said he has instructed the prosecutor's office and the police to form a joint investigation headquarters to uncover the truth behind the case. Rosine Park, KBS World Radio News.
President Lee Jae-myung on Monday met with the heads of the legislative, judicial, and executive branches, as well as the Constitutional Court, to discuss ballot shortages during the June 3rd local election. During the meeting at the presidential office, he called the ballot shortages a very serious problem and stressed the need to get to the bottom of the matter and hold the perpetrators responsible. National Assembly Speaker Cho Jung-sik said he, too, regards the shortages as a grave incident and that the National Assembly will pursue a parliamentary investigation. Supreme Court Chief Justice Cho Wi-dae expressed deep concern that some people weren't able to exercise their right to vote due to a lack of ballots and vowed to safeguard the fairness of elections and people's rights. Constitutional Court President Kim Sang-hwan stressed the need to uncover the truth behind the shortages, conduct legal assessments of the findings, and thoroughly review and improve the nation's election systems and their operation. The blockade of a ballot counting center related to shortages during the June 3rd local elections in Seoul's Jamsil area is continuing for a fourth day. Police estimated that the crowd gathered at the facility had fallen from a high of 30,000 to around 2,000 as of 12:30 p.m. Monday. The protesters claim ballot shortages violated their constitutional rights and are demanding a revote. Employees of the National Election Commission who were stranded inside the counting center have since escaped, but some ballot boxes and related equipment remain inside. The police have dispatched riot squads in case the situation escalates. Both rival political parties have continued to call for an investigation into the June 3rd local election ballot shortages, with the opposition ramping up demands for a revote. The main opposition People Power Party on Monday submitted a request for a parliamentary investigation into the ballot shortages and stated that it should chair the investigation committee. The PPP separately called for a revote and an investigation by a special prosecutor claiming that the shortages were centered in areas that traditionally support the conservative opposition. The ruling Democratic Party submitted a separate request for a National Assembly investigation and said it intends to revamp the National Election Commission, even if doing so requires constitutional amendments. The ruling party, meanwhile, urged the main opposition to stop inciting a rally calling for a revote and to cooperate in launching the parliamentary probe in improving the country's election system.
You are now listening to the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul, Korea.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and Chinese President Xi Jinping sat down for a summit at the Kumsusan Guesthouse in Pyongyang on Monday, with Kim declaring that relations between the two countries represent the state's most critical and foremost strategic undertaking. According to Chinese state broadcaster CCTV and Xinhua News Agency, summit talks started Monday afternoon after Chinese President Xi Jinping arrived in Pyongyang on Monday for a two-day state visit, receiving a lavish welcome from Kim and his wife Ri Seol-ju. At the talks, Kim reportedly pledged that Pyongyang would strive to make Korea-China relations a model of interstate relations while jointly contributing to regional and global peace and prosperity. He also reaffirmed North Korea's support for the One China principle, stating that Pyongyang would firmly support the policies and positions China takes to safeguard its core interests, citing what he described as unprecedented and sweeping changes in the international community. Kim noted that Xi had chosen Pyongyang as his first overseas destination of the year, calling it a great encouragement to the Korean side and a demonstration of Xi's special regard for bilateral ties. The benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index plunged by more than 8% to under 8,000 points on Monday amid rate hike concerns in the U.S. and following a major sell-off of semiconductor shares on Wall Street. The Korea Exchange said the KOSPI had dropped 676.18 points, or 8.29%, from the previous day's closing to finish trading at 7,484.41. The main bourse had opened down 112.5 points, or 1.38%, from the previous session at 8,048.09, then extended losses to 8.8% to 7,442.73 during morning hours. Authorities activated a circuit breaker about 3 minutes after opening, holding trading for 20 minutes, then halted programmed sell orders for 5 minutes, starting at 9:34 a.m. The tech-heavy KOSDAQ also lost 91.05 points, or 9.08%, from the previous day to close at 911.39. Han Sung-suk, whose nomination as prime minister was announced by President Lee Jae-myung on Sunday, says she feels a heavy responsibility as the administration enters its second year in office and faces a period of transformation. Speaking to reporters on Monday, the first day of preparations for her parliamentary confirmation hearing, Han thanked Prime Minister Kim Il-sung for overseeing the nation's recovery during the administration's first year. The nominee said that if she were to succeed Kim, she would concentrate on overcoming the current economic emergency situation stemming from the crisis in the Middle East. Han pledged to accelerate the transition to artificial intelligence and related innovation, calling for structural change to expand opportunities and growth for the South Korean population. Presidential Chief of Staff Kang Won-sik said in a briefing Sunday that Han was the right person to flawlessly ensure the epochal transition to artificial intelligence. That's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Daniel Chae.